Tax season is here. The filing deadline is next Monday. This year, tax day is the 18th, not the 15th. And when tax season heats up, so does scam season. NPR recently received a recording, a real-life phone call, between a woman in Atlanta and a man in a call center claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service. NPR's Aarti Shahani recaps their peculiar conversation.
It's a little hard to understand at times.
All right, miss, can you please confirm your first name?
An unidentified IRS man wants her name.
Okay, my name is Emma Lauder.
The agent tells Emma Lauder that his office has audited her taxes from 2009 to 2014, and there's been a miscalculation. She owes money.
Okay, for that reason, the local authorities with the arrest warrant will come at your place.
And she's going to be arrested. Could be any minute now.
Everything under your name, your property, your bank account, everything will be seized, okay?
And
you also face a federal imprisonment for up to 5 years.
This is not a fun call to get. The punchline is how much she owes.
The total balance outstanding on your name is $1,986.73, okay?
All of this, from the audit to her arrest warrant, all these threats over less than $2,000? Now, Emma Lauder is not really Emma Lauder. She's a researcher with Pindrop, an Atlanta company that investigates phone fraud. We can't give her real name as that would blow her cover. Pindrop set up honeypots, dummy phone numbers, some entered into online raffles, win a free iPhone, stuff that's run by criminal rings. Pindrop has traced at least 28 fraud incidents to this ring.
Yes, do you want to resolve this case outside the courthouse or you want to go and fight with IRS in the courthouse?
According to phone metadata, the call center is based in a Seattle suburb. But that could just be a proxy. Pindrop researchers say the ring is hard to pinpoint because they have tools to hide the physical location and the money trail.
I said this is a federal case, so we don't accept any check or credit card or debit card, okay?
The call center operator wants cash, and he guides his target through what is clearly a routine drill playing on fear and secrecy.
Yes, see, Ms. said, do not disclose to anyone else, to your boss or to anyone else, okay?
He tells her the federal government only accepts Western Union or MoneyGram and that she must pay at Walmart. The tone of the call really changes, from helpful to cruel, when she confirms payment. She asks for a receipt, and another so-called IRS agent, he gives this response.
You can, you know, take a bath and relax, relax, okay? Take up with the cold water, you know?
Yeah, cold water.
It's creepy. They refer to her private parts and tell her to go look in the toilet.
I have your address. When you go to the toilet, the letter will come out from the toilet.
The real IRS says it's seeing a surge in phone scams with more than 5,000 victims since late 2013. If you get a strange message, one way to handle it is don't hand over information right away. Hang up and call the IRS directly. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.